You are tuned in to Awaken Radio with Connie Chapman. To listen to more episodes, go to conniechapman.com or subscribe on iTunes. Hi, everyone, and welcome into this episode. It is so nice to be back here with you on the podcast. I have a conversation today that I want to bring you that could potentially be a little triggering or could challenge you a little, depending on what your personal belief system is and what your personal perspective is around this topic. But what I want to bring through today is the idea of no longer glorifying consistency and being consistent, and really starting to embrace more of your cyclical nature as the feminine and as a woman. And I want to offer you some perspectives on how you can still create and achieve and to some extent create consistency and be devoted towards what you're wanting to show up for yourself without the rigidity and the fixation around being consistent and being the same all the time and showing up in the exact same way and really forcing ourselves into this model of consistency that for so many of us as women places so much pressure and stress on us. And I see it impact a lot of women that I work with. It causes them to really beat up on themselves and berate themselves and really feel like a failure when they can't seem to show up consistently. So I want to unpack this topic with you a little. This has come through in my Divine Femme coaching calls a bit when women have asked me about this and asked how they can be more consistent around the healthy practices they want to set up, the healthy routines, the embodiment work, the things they want to work towards in their life. And there's definitely a way we can do this, but I think there is an invitation to just drop this fixation on being consistent. So this is what we're going to talk about today. So I really think this idea of consistency is incredibly glorified, and it's something that people really strive for and think it's something that they should be able to do. And so many of us love this idea of being the same every day, right? Of seeing ourselves consistently showing up, consistently working towards our goals, consistently making progress, and being able to do that day in, day out, every day until we get to where, you know, we want to go. And I think this framework of consistency and this expectation of it really comes from so much conditioning we have picked up as we've grown up throughout our lives, and really comes from this very masculine-based society that we live in, where so many of the structures and the things we do in our lives are built on the foundation of masculine energy and a masculine way of doing things. And you know, this really just emphasizes to us and helps us see just how praised and celebrated masculine energy is in our society. And I'm not just meaning men, I'm meaning masculine energy that's really in all of us. And this is an energy that is linear. It's consistent. It's predictable. It's stable. It is result producing. It's productive. It's outcome focused. It's a very celebrated and praised energy in our society. And a lot of us enjoy functioning from this energy because it really makes us feel like we're achieving things and we're getting a lot done. And there's a whole host of things that come with that around our identity, our worth, how we feel about ourselves as a result of that. And I really think from the moment really we enter the school system, we are getting trained and taught to show up in the same way every day, to be able to go to school, move through our daily tasks, go to our classes, and really just, you know, show up, learn, and produce in the same way every day. And then we grow up and we go into jobs and careers, especially if we're in a corporate workplace, that run off this same cycle of this Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, that expects a woman to show up in the workplace in the same way every day, produce the same results, be in the same mood, have the same energy levels, and perform in the same way every single day. But all of this is based on the masculine hormone cycle, which is testosterone, right? Testosterone has a 24-hour cycle. It resets every 24 hours. So when we're looking at how masculine energy functions, this whole system really suits masculine energy, because when a man wakes up, his testosterone peaks, you know, as he's waking up, it's starting to build, and then it builds through the day. And then by the end of the day, it starts to taper off. And then he's able to go to sleep and wake up and reset and wake up with that same amount of energy, similar mood, similar ability to show up. Everything's pretty much the same. And this is what we love about masculine energy. This is what I love about my partner, is this predictability, this sameness, this consistency, this reliability. It's a beautiful energy, and it's an energy we can definitely draw on, and we want to draw on, right? I definitely believe women should have a healthy relationship with their masculine energy so that they can have this ability to at times bring that type of energy to their life. But the challenge that this brings for so many women is that attempting to put ourselves into this box and function in this way and fit this mold goes completely against our own cycle, our hormone cycle, which is a 28-day cycle. And while men, based on their biology and their hormones, can show up and be the same every day, produce the same results, have the same mood, have the same energy levels, function in the same way, women aren't biologically and hormonally built that way, yet we're trying to act that way. And that's where I see a real issue with this. And this is where I'm, you know, picking a bit of a bone with this idea of consistency, because it really denies and overrides this 28-day cyclical journey that a woman is going on every single month. And a lot of women that I work with in my spaces, when they come to start to work on reconnecting with their feminine, they realize they have been trying to get themselves to act like a man for a really long time. Right? It's what they feel they need to do. It's what they feel their workplace expects of them, what society expects of them. And they're running these expectations inside themselves. They're putting that on themselves. And so we bring this approach as women to ourselves, even outside of work. And we expect ourselves to be consistent all the time, to be consistently wanting to eat the same thing every day, consistently work out and move our bodies in the same way every day, take consistent action towards our goals in the same way every day, be in a consistent mood, have a consistent energy level, have a consistent level of motivation. And then when that doesn't happen, we get incredibly hard on ourselves. And I see this over and over again with women that I work with, is how deeply they beat up on themselves when they're not consistent, when they're not showing up consistently. And they'll set these big intentions and goals to show up consistently around these things they want to create, or these habits they want to set up, or things that are important to them. And when they can't maintain that level of consistency that they're expecting themselves to be able to maintain, they perceive themselves to be a failure. And they can go into self-talk, like, what's wrong with me? Why can't I do this? Why was I so on track last week, and then this week I feel totally different? Why was I in such a good flow and momentum, and then now suddenly I have no motivation and I don't want to do that thing, and I feel like I'm sabotaging myself? And it starts some really negative self-talk. Women can spiral in this, be really hard on themselves, feel like a failure, and it actually damages their sense of trust and belief they have in themselves. So when the time comes again for them to set up some new habits or set some goals or want to be consistent around a healthy habit or a practice they want to implement, they are carrying all these experiences from the past of all the times they weren't able to do that. And they hold that against themselves and they go, well, you're not going to be able to stick to this. You've never done that before. Think about all those times in the past that you failed. What makes you think you're going to be able to stick to this now? And they have this inherent lack of belief and mistrust in themselves and lack of faith in their ability to really show up for what's important to them. And this is, again, why I have an issue with this emphasis on consistency, because it doesn't support women who have a cyclical nature and who tend to be really hard on themselves with all these expectations of how they need to show up. It doesn't support a woman to build belief and trust in her ability to follow through on and execute on the things that are really important to her. It can lead a woman to come into this place of force. So there's a difference between being consistent because you genuinely feel that you can be, that you have the energy for it, that you have the desire for it, that it feels like flow, it feels like being consistent feels really, really good, versus when you're forcing yourself to try to be consistent with something because you think that's what you have to do. And then you're going into this cycle of shame and making yourself wrong and beating yourself up for the fact that you can't seem to force yourself into or even stick to these things that you've actually forced yourself to do. And, you know, I see women comparing themselves a lot to different versions of themselves. And we can compare ourselves to how we were a week ago, how we were a month ago, how we were last year, how we were 5 years ago. And be like, why can I not seem to be that same version of myself? It's like, beautiful, it's because you're different. You've changed. Things have changed in your hormones, your energy, your desire, the season of life you're in. Things have changed. And we're not factoring that in when we're not paying attention to the cyclical nature of feminine energy. Feminine energy in its essence is seasonal, it is ever changing, it is fluid, it's chaotic, it is the mystery. And very often, if a woman is struggling to be with more of her cyclical nature, it can indicate where she's struggling to just be with more of the chaos of life. And instead, she finds herself wanting to control and micromanage and force this energy into this consistent pattern that maybe feels more safe, but it's because her nervous system yet doesn't feel comfortable with allowing more of the chaos of the feminine to come online, and she hasn't yet built trust in that aspect of herself, which is actually so innate, but she hasn't built trust in it. So what I see in women trying to force themselves to be consistent is that this is all coming from the mind. And I'll talk about this in a moment. There is a big difference between really being devoted to something and showing up with consistent devotion to something you want to create or experience, because it's coming from your heart, because it's coming from your inner guidance, because it feels true for you, because you feel pulled and drawn to do it. And there are a lot of times women and the feminine will show up in deep devotion and they will work consistently and tirelessly towards what they want to create because they feel such an inner desire to do that. There's a difference between that and functioning from your mind that is pushing and forcing you to try to be consistent and stick to some habit or some plan because that's what you think you need to do to get a certain result. And in doing that, you're overriding your body. You're overriding your feminine energy. You're overriding your capacity, where you're at in your cycle, what you actually truly need in that moment. And this is why women struggle to be consistent. Because it's not actually in alignment. They're using a push and force from their mind to try to get them to show up consistently, but it's not actually like truly where their body's at and what their body's needing and what their feminine energy is truly wanting to be channeled into. Yeah. So the feminine, you know, and following and working with our feminine, we are designed to follow a cyclical nature, the cyclical nature of our body, not the linear pattern of our mind and society. When you really start to come into your feminine, your body becomes your oracle. Your body is your guide. Your body is your daily source of wisdom. She is what leads you, not the mind. And this is why I'm having this conversation around moving out of consistency and into our cyclical nature. Because often consistency is a very mind-based, heady approach or strategy. And it's not allowing us to really attune to the true cyclical wisdom of our body and what our body is asking for in each moment. And then this brings us down to the core issue that so many women are so disconnected from their bodies. They don't trust their body. They don't trust their own energy. They don't trust their own capacity. They don't trust their inner wisdom. And when a woman is disconnected from her cycle, from her feminine energy, from her body, and she's so used to functioning in this heady, rigid, controlling way, you know, the idea of surrendering to her flow, to her desire, to her needs, to the chaos and the unknown of her feminine will feel incredibly scary. And so this reorientation back to the body and back to our feminine is often the starting point. And this is a lot of the work I do with women. Okay, so let me give you a few pieces here that you can work with. If you are resonating with this, if you know, you have a desire to have somewhat consistent routines or habits or consistent action steps you're taking towards things, or there is some consistency that is needed as part of your life, you know, how can we do this and work with this energy in a way that also honors our cyclical feminine nature and doesn't make us have to override that and force ourselves to show up like men, right? So I don't want to demonize consistency. It is a powerful practice. It creates results. It is what moves us forward. It is what creates progress. But I do want to stop you glorifying it and pedestalizing it and thinking it is the be all and end all and thinking that if you are not consistent, you cannot have success. It's so not true. And stop using your lack of consistency as a reason to beat up on yourself. And start to open up to a new possibility of what creation and achievement and success and working towards something can look like from your feminine energy. Yeah, we are guided by your body and your needs and your intuition and your capacity and your true creative energy. Yeah, and you're honoring that and you're devoted to that. You're not continually forcing and pushing yourself and overriding what you really feel. So I'd invite you, if you're not already familiar with your menstrual cycle and with the different seasons you're moving through in every month that you're going through your menstrual cycle, to start to get familiar with that. I teach a lot about this in Divine Femme. We do a whole module on it if you're someone that wants to understand more about the different seasons of your menstrual cycle that you're moving through. I also talk about this a little bit in an episode I did a while back, episode 108. I talk a little bit more about working with your cyclical feminine nature. But we need to start to understand that, you know, roughly every 7 days, we're moving through a different season in our menstrual cycle. Our hormones are changing. And you might start to feel these changes actually daily, or you might start to really notice these distinct changes as you move through the different seasons of your menstrual cycle each month, the different 4 seasons that we go through. We go through an inner winter when we're bleeding. we go through an inner spring, as we start to emerge from the inner winter. We build towards an inner summer, which is like when we're building towards ovulation. And then we come down through like an inner autumn or fall as we're coming towards our bleed. We're coming into more of that premenstrual time. And in each of these four seasons, we have a completely different hormonal makeup. We have completely different needs. We have different desires. We have a different capacity. And each one of these seasons, we will need to exercise differently, eat differently, sleep differently, socialize differently, work differently. And we'll need different things on a self-care level to take care of ourselves. The more deeply you can start to understand that, and just start to track that in your own body, pay attention to the changes as you're moving through your cycle, and start to adjust accordingly, then you're beginning to understand and sync with and embrace your cyclical nature rather than always overriding it. And I'd really invite you to start to listen to your body. When you're listening to your body through the month, you're going to get so much information. It's really this capacity to be tuning into our body every day and asking ourselves, how am I feeling today? What am I needing? How do I want to move my body today? What types of foods do I feel drawn to eat today? How do I want to work today? What type of self-care can I feel like I'm really needing today? So a lot of women, you know, that I work with that have come from this hyper-consistent framework, you know, that maybe they learn through the personal development industry or the fitness and health industry, is this really rigid approach to eating and exercising and practicing self-care, where it needs to be the same every day. But I'm all about letting that change and look different and modify every day based on what you're needing and based on where you're at in your cycle. It is really how we start to truly meet the true needs of the body, yeah, and truly take care of our feminine energy. And the thing is, the more deeply you take care of your feminine, the more deeply you meet the true needs of your body, the more deeply you truly listen to yourself and actually give yourself what you're needing, the more ability you will have to be consistent. Now, that consistency might look different, but when you really take care of your feminine and your body, you'll be filling yourself up and you'll be able to overflow that into whatever you want to do or create or achieve in a day. And very often what is happening is women are trying to push themselves into doing something that their mind says they need to do. Like, you need to go to the gym today. You need to achieve this giant to-do list today. You need to eat this calorie-restricted diet today. But it's not actually in alignment with what you're truly needing, with what your body's actually asking for. And then we wonder why we experience all this resistance, all this procrastination, all this avoidance. Because there's a part of you saying, I don't want to do this. And your mind is forcing yourself to do it. But if you could actually listen to what your body really wants, how it really wants to move or eat, how it wants to create that day, what it wants to do that day, you know, this takes time to start to trust your body, you will actually have a greater capacity to be consistent. Because you'll be channeling your energy into the things that it actually wants to be channeled into. You'll be following your feminine desire, your feminine intuition, and your true feminine needs. And the more you meet the needs of your body, the more energy and capacity you'll have to overflow into the things you want to do, right? So as the feminine, you thrive when you output, and what you output feels good and thrives when you're first nourished from within. Okay, so take care of the feminine first and then think about, what do I want to do? What do I want to achieve today? And we can still practice some element of consistency and devotion around the things we want to show up for, but we need to let what that looks like each day look different based on where our feminine is at and where we're at in our cycle. So I have a devotion to things that I want to show up for consistently. I'm devoted to my business. I'm devoted to moving my body, you know, working out. I'm devoted to eating well. I'm devoted to self-care and embodiment practices. I have a deep devotion to those things. And that devotion inside of me is consistent. And I feel it consistently. I know this will be an ongoing thing that I am devoted to. However, the way I do that every single day looks different. So I'll have a consistent devotion to having some type of morning practice. That's a steady, consistent commitment I have. But I let what that morning practice looks like every single day be different based on what I need. I let my feminine guide it. Sometimes it's a 5-minute practice. Sometimes it's an hour long practice. Sometimes it's 10 minutes. Sometimes it's 30 minutes. Sometimes it's meditation. Other times it's dance. Other times it's inner child work. Sometimes it's body massage. It always looks different because the feminine is guiding it. Same with my work. I have a consistent devotion to showing up in my business every single day. But sometimes I show up for an hour. Sometimes I show up for 8 hours. Sometimes I do a lot, sometimes I do a little. It's all based on like what I need, what I have energy for, where I'm at in my cycle. See, so this is how you can have consistency while also working with your cyclical nature, honoring your feminine, and really letting your body guide you rather than your mind. You know, as well, let yourself zoom out and take a bigger picture perspective with things. So often we're looking at things day to day or week to week, and we're like, I need to be consistent every day. Zoom out and look at this from a 28-day perspective and work with your 28-day or however long you cycle for, whether it's 32 days or longer, whatever it is, work with your menstrual cycle as your cycle of creation. So zoom out and really think about throughout this 28-day month, however long it is for you, what do I want to create or achieve or focus on? And how can I make consistent progress on this throughout the month while flowing with my feminine cycles? So in the overall cycle, how can you be working with the idea of consistency over that bigger picture period of time without having to be consistent every single day? That allows me to zoom out a little bit and to be able to flow with my different cycles and allow for periods where I'll show up one way, then I'll show up the other way, then I won't show up at all. But by the end, I have made some consistent progress to where I wanted to go. It's really important to practice self-compassion here, to not be so hard on yourself, to drop all this pressure and expectation around having to show up and be the same every day, to drop the rigidity, to drop the fixation on how things need to look and really let your body be your guide. Really understand how your energy is going to be changing month to month and hold that vision and that devotion of what you want to make progress on without forcing it to look the same every day. And if you do fall off the wagon, because I fall off the wagon with my things all the time, just show up the next day and reset. We don't have to see ourselves as a failure or be so hard on ourselves if we fall out of a habit or out of a routine. Just become aware of it, wake up the next day and be like, okay, cool, how can I get back on track with this today? Without the guilt, without the self-beration, yeah? And then the final piece is here as well is just understand you're going to be always moving through different cycles of life as well. This is not just the cycles of your menstrual cycle that you move through each month. You are always moving through different cycles and seasons of life. And we need to understand that as well and bring so much more compassion to that. I know for me, the more I live from my feminine, the less that my energy operates and the less that my life operates in a linear, predictable way, and the more seasonal and cyclical I become. And in my work and in my creativity, I move between seasons and cycles of being really expressed and creating a lot and producing a lot of content and putting out huge amounts of things to the world, followed by seasons of wanting a lot of rest and being quite introverted and wanting to replenish and just working on things behind the scenes. And sometimes you'll hear from me and my energy will be really outward and expressive and creative and I'll be sharing a lot. And other times I'm more quiet and I'm more inward and you don't hear much from me and I'm not sharing much. Sometimes I'm powering through my to-do list and other times I'm just resting and playing. And the more I've let myself be this cyclical woman, the more I can just embrace that without the guilt, without the self-beration, without the self-judgment, right? Because as good as it feels to be consistent and always be getting things done and showing up and being productive, this isn't what deeply nourishes you as a feminine essence being. It isn't what creates long-term satisfaction in your heart. It isn't what leaves your body feeling soft and open and your energy feeling full and radiant. You know, this excessive focus on consistent output and achievement and production will deplete your feminine of her life force. It will leave her undernourished and disconnected from her magnetic energy. And this excessive focus on being one way, always the same, always consistent, linear and predictable, is the very thing that leaves your feminine feeling suffocated and suppressed and denied. So your feminine thrives by being in the flow, following her seasons and cycles, doing what brings her pleasure, listening to what feels good, and being guided by her body. And this can take some time to open to this way of living, but it is so possible to honor your cyclical nature and show up with consistent devotion to what's important to you in your life, yeah, without having to constantly override yourself in the process and be obsessively fixated on being consistent, yeah. So I really wanted to bring this through because I just see this so often. It's something that women struggle with. It's something I've had to journey, and I can't tell you how much more peace and ease you will feel when you start to just allow yourself to be more seasonal and cyclical. And you really start to work more with your natural energy cycles and know how to support yourself through them and meet them. And then channel that energy into what you want to do in a way that feels really aligned, yeah, and embodied. So we will go a lot deeper into this type of work in Divine Femme. Divine Femme is where I do this beautiful work with women on helping them reclaim their feminine energy, return to their cyclical nature, reconnect with their bodies, and unlearn a lot of old, unhealthy, unsupportive patterns of masculine living, of overfunctioning, of wounded feminine and masculine patterns that are preventing women feeling nourished and thriving and lit up and being able to like live from their feminine. So if you're feeling this callback to understanding how to live in deeper alignment with your feminine energy, Divine Femme will be re-enrolling in April. I've moved back the enrollment slightly. So we'll be re-enrolling in April. The best place to be if you want to know about this is on the wait list. So go down to the show notes, find the link, or go to conniechapman.com/divinefemme, join the wait list, and you'll be the first to know when enrollments open in April. Thank you so much for being tuned into this episode, my love. I hope you have enjoyed it, and I look forward to talking to you again next time.